So you were really talking about not believe me, I've been sitting down a lot today, so you're okay. But I appreciate the offer though. I'm calling you Jane.
Number 213, 2120 hours.
You were,
I'll take that.
You were home.
You ran away?
We were, yeah. All right. You were home in her.
You okay?
Yeah.
All right. So, did you ever see anything that happened out there?
No. All I heard, like I said, was the you know, the shots. I think there were, it sounded like five.
Mm-hmm. And how did you hear them? I mean,
the succession.
Yeah.
It sounded like too too fast.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And then it sounded like boom, and then bump. Mm-hmm. It sounded like if I were wanting to stop somebody, boom, and then aim, you know, like boom, 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 is how it happened, you know what I mean?
So there was a slight pause in between the boom, boom, boom?
Yeah, the second three shots were a little more deliberate, let's say. You know, the first ones were, the first two were just real fast.
Okay.
And like I say, you know, well, you got, you know what, you know, the, but, you know, I was just laying there watching TV, and it sounded like, you know, it was
right
at my front door.
You're in the back room?
Yeah, yeah.
Master bedroom, or?
Yeah.
Or, bedroom or?
Yeah.
Okay. Look at it, look at the area, or?
And windows open or closed?
Come on back. I'll show you the layout. I mean, I had the TV on louder than this.
Uh-huh.
I mean, you can't get any farther in this building
right
from that than this. And I thought it was next door. It
right
is how, you know what I mean? I ran right in there and...
What about the slider?
Close. The slider, yeah, it's closed all the way.
And what about the window there in the bathroom? Open or closed?
We don't have a bathroom window.
Okay. So the only window in this room is
yeah
right there. Okay. Okay. So you hear the gunshots, and then what happens?
And then I came in here. I told my wife, get in, come in the bedroom and lay on the floor.
Mm-hmm.
And then I waited about maybe 30 seconds, and there was no, you know, I was waiting to hear, like, if somebody was going to be coming either up the stairs or around, you can hear it, like when people are up here.
Right.
And there was no action outside on my level, so... I figured, okay, we're probably all right here. But, you know, our neighbors are really nice people. But, you know, you've already been over there, so I'm sure you know the history of, you know, the fellow with the ponytail.
I really don't.
Well, whatever.
Yeah.
The point being, I thought, oh fuck, you know. But nothing happened. So I just had to know what was going on. I mean, when you hear that kind of thing, so I went out and manager.
Mm-hmm.
We were leaning, you know, where the stairs come up, trying to see what was going on. At that time, we couldn't see any activity. There was just a pickup truck, you know, with the lights on, you know,
like in the flower bed, it looks like. And then I saw somebody come with a flashlight, and that is apparently when the officer, I guess the fella in the truck was by the door, or, you know.
Did you actually see this?
What?
When the guy was laying up by the door? Or was by the door?
Yeah.
Okay. So you walked out there. How long after you heard the gunshots did you walk out there?
30 seconds. 40 seconds. Maybe a minute. I don't know. Long enough to make sure there was nothing, no noise up here.
Mm-hmm.
Came out here and stood.
It's a pretty clear, you got a pretty good line of sight from here down to there. So we were standing here, and at first you couldn't see anything.
Right.
And then, we saw the light. That's Edgar. That's who I was with.
Yeah, we met Edgar.
Okay.
Yeah.
And, we saw a light, and somebody, I couldn't tell if he was looking for something,
mm-hmm.
but apparently he was working on, the fella in the truck.
Who did you see with the light?
Well, I didn't know who I saw with a light. I mean, I wasn't, first of all, I would not grab a personal firearm and run down there, what I mean? And without, I wasn't going.
Right. So from here, you saw someone down there with a light.
Yeah.
And what was that person with the light? What was that person?
Well, now I know it was an officer.
Okay.
I guess the officer, that was involved in the altercation.
What was he wearing when you saw him from here?
Oh, I
just saw body or something.
No, I was given him a lot of room.
Okay. Male, female, could you tell the difference?
No, couldn't tell what they were wearing. All I could see was the light, and I think there was the tree there,
right.
And we didn't know who else or what else was going on.
What was that person doing from so much light?
I couldn't really. They were bent over, and I guess what they were doing was first aid.
Is that something you found out? Did it look like he was doing first aid, or did you find that out later, or?
Well, subsequently, when I went down there, all the way down.
Okay. Where did you see him bent over at?
The driver,
driver's seat.
Yeah. And, but see, you can't see the whole, the whole thing from here.
Okay.
So
how long were you out here for?
We can go back to that. I was I was barefooted and freezing my ass off. And then I went in, and my wife wanted me to stay in, but that happens to me.
How long were you out there for watching?
We kind of, went in and out, when you get in the way, then you move. And
right. When you were standing up here on the balcony?
No, we went down and...
How long were you standing up there watching?
And, pardon me?
How long were you standing up there on the staircase watching?
How long did the sound occur after?
5 minutes.
Okay, and then you went downstairs or came back inside?
I came and put my shoes on. And then the neighbor ran down because he thought it might be somebody that he knew.
Who's that?
I don't know his name. He's got a ponytail.
Okay.
So
you saw him run down after you came back outside?
Yeah.
How long were you inside the...
I just came and put my shoes on and then went back out. And then he had come out. And I think he has a friend with a truck like that. He just recently moved in. And I guess down there too.
How do you know he has a friend with a truck like that?
We're neighbors. You know, you see your neighbors come and go.
Right. Have you ever seen him associated with that truck?
I couldn't say that. I the closest I got to that truck was the yellow tape.
No, but what I'm asking is, have you seen this neighbor here associated with that truck?
I couldn't say.
Okay.
I in fact, I can't say for sure that I've seen him associated with a white truck.
Okay.
That may just be adrenaline, but there was a reaction there where I think he may have, I don't know. I don't want to say.
Did you see him running out there? Where did you see him run to?
He just went down for a second. I don't even know if he went all the way down, but I think he just wanted to go see who was, you know, had been driving, and then he came back up.
Did you see him come back up?
Yeah.
Where did you see him coming back?
I was standing up, you know, up here.
So you were still standing up there walking?
Yeah.
You never walked down there initially?
No.
Okay, so you stayed up here.
For a while, and then, and you know, I waited until I heard the sirens before I, you know.
Did you ever see your neighbor actually down there, or did you see just him running in that direction and then come back?
Yeah. That's actually all I saw.
Okay.
Because I was talking
to him. Okay, and how long was it from the time that you saw him run to the time he came back? How much time had gone by?
You know, just... You know what I mean? Long enough to go down and come back.
Right.
And I gotta tell you, man, I'm a bad witness for this because I wasn't paying attention to you know, all of these facts.
Mm-hmm.
I was mainly interested in, I mean, at this point, I had no idea that still that there was anybody in law enforcement involved in this thing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there was no uniform.
Right.
So I wasn't about to go jumping in the middle of it,
right.
You know. And then, you know, the sirens were, you know, like a bat out of hell.
Mm-hmm.
I would say they were here within, God, 3 or 4 minutes.
Okay. All right. As you stood here watching, did you see anyone else in that area near the truck, or?
Mm-hmm. No.
Yeah. Okay. Anything
well,
else?
I think he went down.
Where's your brother?
He told me that he went down because I asked him later if the guy that was driving in the truck looked like. I don't remember the question, but he said he was close enough that he said he looked like he was gone,
mm-hmm.
and that the policeman was, you know, kind of he was going, come on, hang in, you're gonna be okay, hang in.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Anything else that you actually saw or heard?
Nope.
Any words or anything right around the time that...
I never heard any words at all.
Okay.
All
right.
You know, I mean, then I went down once, you know, it was,
You know. All
right, excuse me. Yeah. Were you guys 1098 at 214 when they go for us?
Yeah, we're 1098 then.
Okay. I'm sorry. Okay. That hurt from me. I'm going to double check.
Yeah. Yeah. I'll go with you in a second.
So, I mean, after that, I mean, I was, you know, we were down there.
Okay.
Pretty much.
All right.
Trying, you know, I mean, I wanted to know what was going on.
Yeah. What's your home number here? You working right now?
No.
Okay.
No. God, that's
okay.
So flaky.
All right, thank you very much. I appreciate
disability. It's not like I don't work.